Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you. Welcome to the Word of Grace for Sunday, the 26th of November. My name is Nigel Parker, and you join me here on CJMQ Radio, broadcasting to the Eastern Townships of Quebec and beyond. I have the privilege of being the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, who bring you this broadcast. And we would be pleased to welcome you to join us in person on Sunday mornings at 10:30 at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. Today is the last Sunday of the Christian year in the way that many churches observe it. And so our reading today is about the last things, the end of the world, the return of Christ as King. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all of you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
To pour that voice we see.
Let us pray. God most holy, you have made yourself known to us as the Almighty, the eternal ruler and Lord. We call you our shepherd and guide, and we praise you with many names, many images, many pictures that the scriptures have given to us. But you are beyond our imagination, so much greater than our words. We know and discover you in the stories of Jesus and the stories about Jesus. And in him we see your love in action, reaching out to the world. You move in us and through us by your Holy Spirit, drawing us to you, sending us out to live out your word. God most holy, three in one and one in three, we praise you with our lips and with our lives, and would offer you honour and love, now and always. Merciful God, we confess that we fail to love fully or to forgive wholly. You offer us freedom, but we settle for the familiar. You offer us hope, but we prefer knowing what will happen next. Teach us to give up cautious faithfulness, so that we can offer you our whole lives and commit to following Jesus into the future you are creating. Hear the good news. God's compassion never fails. God's loving kindness is steadfast. Know that you are forgiven by the grace of Jesus Christ. Let us then forgive one another and live in peace and harmony. God of mystery and majesty, your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your ways are not our ways. Send us your Holy Spirit, speaking through the scriptures, so that our thoughts and ways may be transformed as we encounter your living word in Christ our Lord. Amen. We read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25 and verse 31. Jesus speaks to his disciples about the time when Jesus will return in glory. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from the other, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it as to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Amen. So today is the Sunday of the year called Christ the King Sunday. And every year, just before Advent, we consider Christ as a king. And as a king, we think of him as a shepherd to his people. And the image of Jesus as a shepherd king is a pleasing image for most people. We perhaps think of Jesus being a bit like King David. We think of him as a great ruler dressed in royal robes, watching over us from heaven. We think of him caring for us like a shepherd cares for his sheep. We think of his rod and staff comforting us, of his leading us to green pastures and quiet waters, and we feel good. Jesus the King, the Shepherd King. It's a nice image, a comforting image, a helpful image, an image that many of us hold as our chief image of Jesus. For Jesus is good, is he not? He loves us. He is a healer. He saves us from death everlasting. Jesus guides us and watches over us. He loves and accepts poor sinners like us. He seeks the lost. He forgives us. He's a man of compassion, mercy, and everlasting love. Is this not our view of our King? Do we not see Jesus as everything good? Do we not see him as the Prince of Peace, the Bread of Life, the Light of the world? So what then do we make of Jesus the King who judges his people? What do we make of Jesus the Shepherd who decides between the fat sheep and the lean sheep? Of Jesus the King who divides his flock into those which are sheep and those which are goats, inviting the first into his eternal joy and sending the last into eternal punishment? Given that Jesus said to his disciples, "I come with a sword to divide one against the other," what then happens to our comfortable image of Jesus? What happens to gentle Jesus, meek and mild? Most of us do not ever really deal with the fact that Jesus is a shepherd who holds a sword, that he is a shepherd who judges his flock, that he is a king who judges his people, and in judging them, sends some of them to hell. Some will say, "Our Jesus does not do that, does he? Surely our Jesus does not punish people. Surely he does not reject some of his flock and send them to hell." So let me ask you, what kind of shepherd allows the wolf to go unpunished? What kind of shepherd would allow some sheep to get fat while other sheep starve? What kind of king does not insist that his people love and serve him and obey all his good laws? What kind of king tolerates evil and fails to reward good? This is God's world, a world that he has given over to the care of his Son, a world that he loved so much that he was prepared to die for it. So why would not that love demand of us a response that's geared to our time and place, yes, but a still a response that's more than words, more than lip service, more than going through the motions? Our Shepherd King, our Jesus, is our judge. And he is our judge because he cares for his people. He is our judge because he cares for his flock. The love of God determines the justice of God. The mercy of God determines the judgment of God. The grace of God warns us of the condemnation of God. God's values, revealed to us most clearly in the life and teaching of Jesus, are radically at odds with the values of a world that is obsessed with getting all the money and sex and power it can. All we need to do is look at the pantomime of Black Friday for evidence of that. The advertisers trying to seduce us to possess more and more, selling the idea that more is always better. But it's God's values that are woven into the fabric of creation. God has created the world to flourish and prosper and become healthy and full of life when nations and communities structure their life around care for the most vulnerable, the care that God has for his world. It's about ensuring that the care and compassion we would want for ourselves is extended to everyone, including those who we know are most prone to falling through the cracks and missing out. When our nations don't function that way, when we neglect and abuse our most vulnerable people, our communities begin breaking down and we all pay the price. Our communities begin to fragment into hostile factions, alienated from one another and competing against one another. And that's actually what's being talked about when Jesus dismisses these nations and says that they'll end up in the time of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He's not saying that God is intent on punishing people or nations that don't measure up. He's saying that they've created their own punishment by their own actions. that they will reap what they sow, that they will end up lying in the bed that they have made for themselves. If you create a fractured, unhealthy world, you doom yourself to live in it. Patterns and policies of injustice light fires that nations end up being burnt by. Our churches should be safe, welcoming and inclusive places for people who've often been overlooked or even discriminated against and abused by society, and even historically within the churches themselves. Children, Indigenous people, people with disabilities, people from immigrant backgrounds, sexual minorities. Our living out of the new culture of God will not immediately rewrite the culture or policies of our nations, but they will be a witness and a proving ground for the kind of change that can heal our nation and its various peoples. They become a deposit and a foretaste of the kingdom that God is bringing in and will at the last bring in for all eternity. And so our faith begins to work at creating a little pocket of alternative culture, a counterculture to the Black Friday culture we have just been living through, a culture in which the most vulnerable are honoured as the face of Jesus among us, so that we will begin to taste and be the taste of the culture of heaven, full of life and love and health, and to shine a light of hope that the nations can learn from and respond to.
Though I should wander the valley of death,
Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, because your love is forever, faithful from age to age. You are our Maker, to whom we belong, for you created the earth and you shepherd all who live in it. When your people were scattered and oppressed, you promised through your prophets to gather them home and feed them on the rich pasture of their own land. In your Son Jesus, the promises have been fulfilled. The Shepherd King who seeks the lost and binds up the wounded. When he was killed, you raised him from the dead and seated him at your side in the heavenly places. And now your immeasurable power is at work in us who believe, to clothe us in compassion and righteousness so that we might be fit for the kingdom which you've prepared for us from the foundation of the world. And so with hearts lifted high, we offer praise and thanks at all times. Through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Lord, you came as one who was hungry and thirsty. Where people live on the streets today, suffering from hunger or begging for a meal, may your kingdom come, your will be done. You came as a stranger in need of welcome. Where people live today lonely lives or feel like strangers in a strange land, where people face rejection for the colour of their skin or the language they speak, your kingdom come, your will be done. You came as one who was broken. And where people feel pain in body, mind or spirit, where someone grieves the loss of a beloved or the future they planned, in places where disaster has struck and desperation has moved in, your kingdom come, your will be done. You came to us all, proclaiming the kingdom of God, and so we lift up these prayers in your name, Lord Jesus, knowing that your kingdom is drawing near, and that we meet you in the face of those who cry out to us. Help us to see your face in theirs, for we pray the words you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.